The reason we think it's so essential to do this kind of dynamic imaging, or 4D imaging, if you will, is it allows us to see the entire picture of what's going on during development. And so an analogy that I heard, and I'll paraphrase, is that if you're watching a soccer game and you're watching the beginning of a soccer game, you might see 11 players on each side of the pitch. You'd see three referees, two linesmen, I guess, and one center referee, a ball in the center, and the scoreboard would say 0-0. And if you took another picture at the end of the game, you might see that it was 3-2. The players are in different positions. They're muddy. Some might be bleeding. The referee would also be in a different position, maybe sweaty. But you wouldn't really understand how that score became 3-2. So you wouldn't understand the process of the soccer game. And likewise, in a developing embryo, I think our logic is that you might be able to take a snapshot at the beginning stage of a certain, you know, how the brain is forming, and you might see tissue statically there, and 24 hours later you might take another snapshot and you would see that the no longer is the embryo flat up around the forming brain. It maybe has formed a tube or formed just different vesicles, but you probably wouldn't understand the process. And so what we're trying to do is we have developed ways to put little fluorescent light bulbs inside all the individual cells through a protein called green fluorescent protein, or some of the spectral analogs of green fluorescent protein. It comes in different varieties. You can have blue or cyan or green or yellow or orange or red, a whole bunch of plum. And so what we try and do is put these little light bulbs inside that allows us to dynamically image all the little events going on when the cells are moving in a certain direction, when they stop, their speed, when they change directions, when they get to a certain region and differentiate and become a neuron or a blood vessel or something like that. And so again, we feel that by dynamically doing all our experiments, but also dynamically imaging everything, we have a better idea of the process of development.